and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tightly. First two lines of the reading from Sirach this morning. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tightly. When we pray the Our Father, we pray, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That does not occur in the parable of the merciless servant. After having been forgiven this huge debt, today's dollars, maybe $10 million, he went and left and found one of his servants who owed him a much smaller debt. The first servant begged forgiveness and received it. The second refused to forgive the one that asked him. Not the way we're supposed to act. Peter puts the question to Jesus, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? Peter, I guess, sort of wanted to make it a mathematical thing. But Jesus said no. So Peter thought he was doing real well. In Peter's time, the norm was to forgive three times. So Peter says, I'll up it a notch, seven times. The Lord said no, 77 times. The Lord was saying to Peter, forgiveness is always. It's not a mathematical equation. There's not a fixed number. There's no limit to God's forgiveness. It is continuous and forever. You may recall the story of the young 14-year-old Pakistani girl who was targeted by the Taliban because she was advocating for all girls to receive education. Her would-be assassin shot her in the head on her way home on the bus, October 9th, 2012. Surprisingly, she recovered and continued fearlessly to advocate for girls' education. And after recovery and making all the media rounds, every time she was interviewed, her focus was on education, not revenge. Malala forgives not the violent actions of the Taliban. She does forgive their ignorance. And so she goes about her life and has dedicated that and continues to do so, advocating for education for both boys and girls in the dark world in which she lives. And she does it through peace and dialogue and education. In 1981, a would-be assassin shot Pope John Paul II. 2 years later, Pope John Paul II went to prison to visit his would-be assassin and forgave him. The would-be assassin became a Christian. He was released from prison in 2010, and in 2014, December, he went to the tomb of John Paul II and laid 24 white roses. That's what the parable reminds us to do today. Failure to forgive is failure to act as God. Is there someone in your life you need to forgive this week? You know, good place to start may be with self. One of the most difficult challenges for most of us is to forgive ourselves for some past mistake, sin, whatever. It is said that we cannot embrace God's forgiveness if we are so busy clinging to past wounds and nursing old grudges. In my ministry, I have come across loads of folks who, for some reason or another, carry around a grudge or a past wound like a shackle around their ankles. Maybe 20 years, 30 years, just will not let it go. Well, you know, when somebody finds themselves in that situation, a good reflection is to say, well, am I bigger than God? You see, God forgives. Let's go and let you move on. But some of us, for some reason or other, cannot do that. So today, perhaps, if you find yourself in that bind, ask God for his freedom, for the gift of his forgiveness, to allow you to let God be God and you be the one forgiven. Or maybe you have been nursing a grudge against some family member for years. Can you forgive your relative? Or what if you know someone who is every step of the way trying to make you fail? Can you forgive that person? Failure to forgive is failure to act as God. Forgive. Forgive and experience the emotional, mental, and spiritual freedom that only Jesus Christ can give.